Within the pages of the Bible, we find a mystery from the beginning being brought to light, which encompasses the theme of the Bible as a whole. According to Strong's and Thayer's lexicon, a mystery is a secret which can be made known only by divine revelation and is made known in a manner and at a time appointed by God. This secret of truth was going to be revealed. It was going to be made known and would be manifested or brought to light. This mystery is referred to in the Scriptures by many different descriptions. In 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and verse 1, it is called the mysteries of God. Paul called it in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, it's referred to as the mystery of his will. Also in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 4, along with Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3, Paul said it is referred to as the mystery of Christ. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse 19, it is referred to as the mystery of the gospel. And in 1 Timothy 3, 9, it is referred to as the mystery of faith. In 1 Timothy 3, 16, it is referred to as the mystery of godliness. And we find that in Colossians, the 1st chapter and verse 26, that this mystery was hid from ages and from generations, but during the first century, it was made manifested or revealed and brought to light. What happened in the first century that brought about the revealing of this mystery? What was hidden in past generations but has now come to light has now been revealed in the first century. The theme running throughout the whole Bible is God's plan for providing salvation for all mankind through the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And this is the mystery of God spoken of in the Scriptures, which was in his chosen time revealed to all nations. We find in Genesis chapter 3 and verse chapter 12 and verse 3, we read concerning the covenant from God to Abraham, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. This covenant is repeated to Abraham in Genesis 22:18, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. This covenant was going to be made sure even through Isaac, as God told him in Genesis 26:4, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall the nations be blessed. It was a mystery to Abraham and Isaac, because they did not know how God was going to accomplish all nations being blessed through their seed. Even unto the prophets and the angels in later time, it was not revealed and made known to them, as Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. But Peter did say that this mystery, which was foreordained before the foundation of the world, had been made manifest during his days, as recorded in 1 Peter 1:20. John spoke of this mystery being finished in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, where he said, "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets." Paul makes this statement in Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10, "having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purchased in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him." This mystery directly corresponds with the promises made in Genesis to Abraham and Isaac. It also tells us that it would be accomplished through Jesus being the Christ. The us that the mystery of his will was made known to were the first century apostles. It is the same us that Peter spoke of in 1 Peter 1:12, as he stated, "unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things." Peter said that this mystery was being revealed, which is now reported unto you by them which have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. The mystery was to gather together in one all things in Christ, and this was accomplished by his death, burial, and resurrection. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3:16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." The revealing of this mystery, or its coming to light, reached its culmination with the gospel being preached to the Gentiles. Paul declared in Romans chapter 11 and verse 25, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. The blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become men." The gospel of Jesus being the Christ, having died, being buried, and then resurrected, was the unifying vehicle to bring all mankind into one body. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And also in 1 Corinthians 12:13, he said, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free." Paul stated to those in Ephesus in chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15 concerning Christ, "For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace." It was revealed unto Peter in a heavenly vision, as recorded in Acts chapter 10, that this mystery was salvation to all men, including the Gentiles. And we find Peter being sent to Cornelius to preach the gospel of Jesus being the Christ. We find recorded in Acts chapter 9, along with chapters 22 and 26, that this mystery was also revealed unto Paul in a heavenly vision. It was expressly stated by Jesus that Paul was going to be sent unto the Gentiles in Acts chapter 9, verse 15, in Acts 22, 21, and in Acts 26, verses 15 through 18. Paul made this statement in Romans chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. "Now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but is now made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." This mystery was revealed unto Paul, and it came directly from the Lord, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 12. Paul said that this mission was to preach Christ among the heathens. That was his mission in Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 and verse 12. Now let us turn to Ephesians chapter 3, the scripture reading that was done by Brother Alex. Let us look at what the immediate context of verses 1 through 11 is in Ephesians chapter 3. That by the heavenly revelation talked about in the remote context of Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 22, and Acts chapter 26. It was revealed unto Paul what this mystery of God was. How that by revelation, he said, he made known unto me the mystery. That revelation you can read of in Acts chapter 9, verse 22, chapter 22 and chapter 26. Jesus made it known unto Paul the mystery. And in the remote context already looked at earlier in this talk, the mystery was Jews and Gentiles being brought together in the work which Jesus had accomplished, being referred to as simply the gospel. Paul further states that he had wrote afore in few words. This was something in which he had already written, and not something which would be written at a later time. And that when they read his words, they would understand his knowledge in the mystery of Christ. When you look at that, if you have heard, he says, if you have heard, he's talking to the Gentiles, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in what, Paul? In the mystery of Christ. Then in the immediate context, he tells us just what this mystery was, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. What was this mystery? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And continuing, he says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am least and the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of this mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Verses 3 and 4 that we looked at, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. The immediate and remote context pertaining to the understanding that the mystery of God is the bringing together all nations through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And he further states down there that it was bringing in the Gentiles as fellow heirs, and that to make known unto all men what is the mystery, the fellowship of the mystery, and that is Jews and Gentiles alike would be saved by the gospel of Christ. Paul solicited prayers for his making known this mystery in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 19. And for me, he said, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And to those in Colossae in chapter 4 and verse 3, he says, withal praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Paul made this statement in Colossians 1, 25 through 27, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is the remote and immediate context of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. And we have to be careful and not take it out of its context in which it is given and apply it to things which it does not apply to. It applies to the mystery that was in that God had from the very beginning, that in this mystery that through Christ all nations would be brought together and that they would have salvation. And that is the mystery that's spoken of, and that's the theme that runs throughout the whole Bible. This lesson is yours. We invite you now to become fellow heirs and partakers of the promises in Christ through obedience to the steps outlined in the Scriptures for your salvation, which is believing in the gospel, believing in Jesus as the Christ, repenting of your former life and making that change, confession that Jesus is the Son of God, that he was the Messiah, and then being baptized for the remission of your sins. If you wish to do that or wish to make that known, then that can be done at this time as we stand and as we sing.